It's a combination of things. I feel Lee Haney is, and that's what I strive to be, and strive to be more of that. I feel that I know that he is the best in the sport of bodybuilding.
My philosophy has always been trained to stimulate, not annihilate. So if you hang around too long, annihilation will set in. I saw enough injuries over the years with people doing stupid stuff and ripping their bodies apart. When you look at the fact that 75% of reaching your fitness goals has to do with nutrition, 70 to 75%. The other percentage has to do with training. You just have to understand the science of how to go about doing that. And you can do it without ripping your body apart. You never heard of Arnold tearing a bicep, a pec, a quad. Never heard that from Frank Zane. You never heard that from Muhammad Mokawe. You never heard that from Albert Beckers, because they train smart. They train to stimulate, not annihilate. And then you have some of these so-called gurus all over the internet now saying, well, you know, there's no such thing as overtraining. There is a such thing as overtraining. Live long enough, you will experience.
To become a professional bodybuilder and Mr. Olympia is a fantasy. And only few have been able to realize this.
I love Robbie, love Arnold. You know, you gotta love Arnold. He had such a tremendous impact on the sport of bodybuilding. Then, of course, you have Serge LeBray, Serge Olivier, Bertrand Fox, and Frank Zane, and Ed Cornett.
I've always had the mindset of, I have to beat myself. I got to compete against me. Listen, there's only one Arnold. There was only one Lee Haney. There's only one Randy Coleman. That's a whole different type of mindset. People like that are born every so often. You can't make a person like that. They either have it or they don't. I didn't spend time wasting time, you know. I guess some guys would be going out clubbing and doing other things. I was in the gym. Nervousness was never a thing that I've carried with me.
Tell people that Lee Haney is by far the greatest bodybuilder of all time.
I'm not going to beat anybody down. My life tells me to be about the positive and not the negative, to build up and not to tear down. So having that mindset is who I am and what made me the person that I was and still is, and being a Mr. Olympia. I enjoyed the entire journey. I still enjoy it today. I was always focused on my package. package that was said to be the ultimate physique. I was never afraid of anyone defeating me. I always knew that I had to be better, because when you're on the top, there's nowhere to go but down. You can fall at any time, no matter who you are. So you better have this stuff together and do your homework.
You can't train like a horse and eat like a bird.
Arnold has done a great deal for the sport of bodybuilding. You know, due to his efforts and his hard work and determination shown throughout the years, he has set our sport in the limelight, which is fantastic. And as I now approach his record, and hopefully break that record. Oh, I'm going to break it, fellas. Don't worry about that.
The USA wearing number 4. Please welcome Lee Haney.
The former Mr. America, the former Mr. Universe. A good welcome now for Lee.
It all depends largely upon how much time you give to the goal of what you're reaching to. That determines how successful and how long it takes to get there.
It's amazing. Each year brought about something different, or another different turn in my life, because, as you know, I was a father as I trained for the Miss Olympic competitions.
I've been working 3 months, 4 months, getting ready. And let me show the world, and there we go. And there's a party from then on. You enjoy yourself. I'm ready. You're ready. When you hit that stage, you're ready. And that's what brings about that smile. That's what brings about charisma. Because you've done all that you can do. Whenever you see a guy walk on stage and he's looking down, or he's wondering, or he has this questioning look upon his face, somewhere during his training, he lacked. Unless he just have, it's just a psychological imbalance there. That is the only way. But to be an Olympian, you can't have a psychological imbalance. Otherwise, you wouldn't be an Olympian. You would still be one of a million other bodybuilders, and not amongst those top 10 Olympians in the whole world.
How young really should people start bodybuilding? Any views on this?
Well, serious bodybuilding, that's something that has to be taken a step at a time. As far as youngsters getting into it, it all depends on their ability to pay close attention and to follow directions, you know, early.
I talked to Cheryl, I said, baby, you know, I've done, my wife, I said, I've done 7 Olympias in a row. No one has ever done 7 in a row. And I said to her, well, what do you think about that being, you know, it? Being a competitor, Cheryl is. She looked at me and said, it? What do you mean, it? She said, you gotta do 8. What are you talking about? Let's don't even have this conversation anymore. That's my wife. And so that gave me enough zeal and fire to go on to do that 8th Olympia.